Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to have you back today as we begin our first full week together in this new year in 2026. And we're again looking at these questions. What is God saying to us and what are we doing about it? And as we're coming out of this Christmas season and celebrating the new year, we want to hear from the Lord. We want to hear from the Lord on where he's leading us, where he's guiding us, how he's drawing us deeper. And as we began yesterday in Romans chapter 12, we began to talk about what are the marks of a true Christian. And we read a set of passages that are honestly very hard to swallow. And when we look at that with our own eyes, when we look at that with ourselves, we can become very discouraged. And here's where as we begin, friends, I want to give a caution, because when Paul writes to his followers, when he's making correction, when he's encouraging them to change behavior, he's not just being harsh, he's not just being intense, but he wants to inspire them to actually behave differently, because behavior matters to God. But the reality is, it's not a matter of just clenching our fists and doing better that God's like, okay, get it together, do better. He's giving us the power to do these things. And so oftentimes, just like with stuff like our New Year's goals, all these things, we can experience a type of conviction that can kind of lead down and spiral down into self-condemnation. And this is from the enemy. And as we come and we go through, again, what Paul calls this section, marks of the true Christian, of really taking stock of ourselves. Am I genuine in love? Am I hating what is evil? Am I holding fast to what is good? And actually examining ourselves according to this passage, that we allow the Holy Spirit to come in conviction, but we guard against self-condemnation. Because the devil cannot convict, but what he can do is he can play off of God's conviction. And so we can't change the fact that we're being convicted by God, but he hates that. He absolutely hates it. And so what he does is he builds off that conviction and twists what you experience conviction as condemnation. He begins to lie about it. And then he makes us the center. And so all of a sudden that conviction spirals down until we're so discouraged about our behavior. And we're like, oh, I can't love anybody. I'm so horrible. I'm not good. I can never be patient. And then we're just discouraged and down in the dumps. And we're not actually entering into the power that God has for us to change. Because the fact that God is putting it forth for us, because Paul's just repeating basically the words of Jesus. And the fact that God's putting it forth for us is a sign that it's possible. Now, it's not possible for us, but it's possible for God, because nothing is impossible for God. And so as we go here, there's going to be some things that are really convicting, especially as we're like, I know for me, as I'm always reflecting on the past year of my life, I'm like, oh, like I wanted to do that. Even through Advent, I'm like, wow, I literally was excited about the thing I did for Advent for the first week. And then I totally like failed the rest of the time. And I did it way less and my zeal was gone and all this kind of stuff. And the Lord convicted me in that. But guarding our hearts against spiraling into self-condemnation is very, very important. And that's what the Holy Spirit wants to help you do today, to have proper conviction so that we can grow in Christ, giving him the power, giving him the honor, giving him the authority to move in our lives, and depending totally and completely upon him and not getting down on ourselves. And that's a really fine line, friends. So we want to pray. Let's just pray as we begin today's verses. And we're going to go ahead and then read, and then we're going to go back to what God was saying to us yesterday and just continue to build. And we just want to pray that the spirit of conviction would come upon us and that the Lord would guard us against the spirit of condemnation. So let's pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Just wherever you are, just begin to invite the Holy Spirit with you. Holy Spirit, right now, I just pray that you would pour out your love, that love between the Father and the Son, pour it out in a new way on our hearts right now, that as we receive the word you have for us, it would land in a heart that is captured by love. It would land in a heart that is completely and totally encapsulated by your love, so that we can experience conviction in the right way, so that we can see you, so that we can know you, we can know the heart that you're giving this word from, and so we can actually receive it and begin to grow out of that place of love instead of self-condemnation. We ask that you would guard us from any works of the enemy as we're reading, that we would just be convicted in the power of your Spirit. And Lord, help us grow in love for you and love for our neighbor. And we ask all of this in your most holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, so let's go back and read that. I'm not going to read the whole thing again because we're going to break it down. But we are going to go back and hopefully get to all of this because it's so good. So Romans 12, verse 9. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Never flag in zeal. Be aglow with the Spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in your hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be conceited. Repay no one evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends upon you, live peaceably with all. I'm going to stop there because there's going to be a whole section about vengeance that we're going to go into later, but we're going to start again here. So yesterday we talked about let love be genuine, let love be sincere, and just going over, am I being sincere? Am I loving with genuine love? And this idea that Christian love is not sentimental or vague. It's not like, oh, like I love you, like I have butterflies. The Greek word actually there for genuine is without hypocrisy, meaning sincere, unmixed, authentic love. And for God, true charity, not like this feeling of love, charity. Let charity be genuine. A love that is morally serious. What does it do? It rejects evil and it clings to what is good. Love does not tolerate sin, but seeks the true good of the other. And this brings up that passage. I'm thinking of 1 Corinthians 13, that one, love is patient, love is kind. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. This true Christian charity. It's not like the feeling of love is patient. You don't always feel patient. The feeling of love is kind. You don't always feel kind. It's the reality of being empowered by the Holy Spirit and making a choice. And so Paul is drawing some really important things in here. He's saying part of genuine love, part of a love that's without hypocrisy, is clinging to what is good. So what is good? It's the things of God. It's things that are pure, whatever is good, whatever is holy, whatever is righteous, whatever is beautiful, whatever is pure. Letting God define what is good. But it's not just holding fast to what is good. It's also hating what is evil, rejecting what is evil. And friends, I think a lot of times we let this slide a lot more. You know, I was talking to some girls. We were getting together, having a little meeting about Advent, and we were talking about this idea of hating what is evil. And we were talking about the gray areas in our life, that when we become serious disciples, those things that sometimes become gray areas, like certain types of modesty, or how much you should be on your phone, or how much you should use social media, or even like in TV shows and movies. Like if any TV show and movies you watch now, there's so many that they have inappropriate content in it. And asking that question of how much, because some people say, this is a very specific example. Some people say like, well, some people can't watch it because they're not like sensitive to it, but I'm fine because I'm not that sensitive to it. Or I'll watch this kind of scene, but not this kind of scene. And this is a thing of this gray area of sometimes, friends, we become desensitized to what is evil. Truly. We see that even in our social media intake. We're out here scrolling on social media. Kids are scrolling on TikTok and they see videos of people getting shot. They see videos of people getting killed in the streets, people getting massacred. It's this desensitization to what is evil. And then I think sometimes we become so accustomed to just the comfort of staying in our own lives, we lose a hatred for what is evil. When we watch movies, do we find ourselves cheering for the couple to cheat? There was a very popular TV show that came out over the summer where the whole premise was like you really wanted the girl to cheat on her boyfriend with his brother. And it was this whole thing of like, oh, we hate this person and we love this person. It was this whole like, it was crazy how much it took over the culture of young people. how it was like, oh, we want this person to be with this person. I'm not making a commentary on the morality of watching the show. I personally was convicted not to watch it. But there's this whole thing of like we become desensitized, and because it's a fictional story, we can rejoice in what is evil. And we're like, yeah, no, like that we don't like him. Like we want her to be with the other guy, whatever. And it's this fantasy world in which we're rejoicing what is evil. And I think movies and shows are a really good example of that. Are we desensitized to what is evil in our lives? Are we standing up against what is evil? Are we rejecting what is evil, or are we letting things slide? Because the reality is we cannot cling to what is good if we are not hating what is evil. And God, this is so fundamental about him. This is God's wrath. God's wrath is the expression of his hatred for sin and hatred for evil. And I think a lot of times we'd be more convincing in the world if we actually did hate evil. If it wasn't so tempting to us, if Christians were out there saying, we hate evil. If we're with our friends and we're like, I hate the sin in your life because it's hurting you. If we hated the sin in our own life, venial sin. The saints write about it. I was reading this book on the love of God by St. Alphonsus Liguori. And he's saying, even venial sin that we let pass, if we understood the deep evil that even venial sin carries, we would never, ever want to do it. But so often we just let venial sin slide. We say, oh, it's fine. It's just a little bit of gossip. It's just a little bit of venting. It's just a little bit of anger. It's just a little bit of that. But Paul says a little bit of yeast leavens the whole dough. A little bit of yeast leavens the whole loaf. And so are we loving without hypocrisy? Not to say, are we perfect? But friends, are we trying? Sincere, unmixed, authentic love. True charity that is morally serious. And what is the moral seriousness of it? A rejection of evil and the clinging. I love that word clinging. Think of clinging in your head. It's like a kid clinging to his dad's leg, or like in a storm. You're clinging to the side of the boat so you don't fall off. What are the things that we cling to? We're clinging to what is good because we need to hope in what is good. We need to see what is good. We need to be grounded in what is good. And in order to do that, we need to reject evil because we want to look for the true good of the other, because that's love. That's sincere love. But we cannot love sincerely. This is the mark of a true Christian. We cannot love sincerely unless we are hating what is evil. Unless we are hating what is evil. And Paul again describes, this is what a life transformed by grace looks like. It's showing how love, that agape love, is lived concretely within Christian community. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. We're going to get to exactly what that means tomorrow, but Paul is moving more and more specifically. He's saying the first check that you have to do, and friends, I invite you in this new year, check your heart. Where is your love hypocritical? Where is your love not unmixed? Where is your love not pure? And it's not Christ condemning you, but it's Christ wanting to come in and say, I want to help you hate what is evil and cling fast to what is good. And ultimately, what is good is me. What is good is me, the Lord, and I'm inviting you. He's inviting us to cling to him in a deeper way so that we can be transformed and love sincerely. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.